The international school Roots and Wings was established in the Parmentier Park in Wallowa-Saint-Pierre 11 years ago and is now being evicted. We talked to the school's founder, Soraya Yavari, about the confusion that has gone along with this and her hopes for the future for the English language school.
My background is basically psychology and child psychotherapy. And for many years, I had my private practice. And a lot of the issues that the children and the families that were coming to me were often school related. And I also worked as a consultant. I would go into different international schools and provide my services as support in helping, you know, some children integrate into the school setting. So I'd seen a lot. And then when my daughter was born, you know, as a parent and as a therapist, I realized that every time there was something that was missing for me. And that's how I realized that I wanted something entirely different for my daughter. For my daughter, but of course also for all my patients and all the children that I was seeing in my practice that were in need of something different.
So what was it that you found was missing in all of those international schools in Brussels? Because there are quite a few of them.
There are lots of international schools, and I think that, you know, overall they're doing an amazing job. But as someone in the field of educational psychology, for me, what is really important is to give as much importance to the emotional aspect, to the emotional development. So a lot of the more conventional settings really nourish and feed the mind. And for me, the emotions is as important as the physical. So basically, you cannot separate physical development from, you know, from emotional development nor from intellectual development. And they all go hand in hand. So you need to give as much importance and space, because children need to know themselves. They need to really get to know, you know, their emotions and what triggers it and how they become responsible for their actions and reactions and how that has an impact in the group dynamic. If you take that into account, of course, the academic starts taking an entirely different shape. And, you know, research has really clearly shown that learning is state related. When you are preoccupied, when you are stressed, when there is something constantly worrying you, even as a child, you will go into the fight and flight response. So when you do that, you actually don't have access to the higher functioning capacities of your brain. So learning is superficial. You are not fully integrating what you're being exposed to. So it needs to be attended. It is really, really essential, especially nowadays when children live, I mean, we all live in a society where the pace becomes sometimes unbearable. We are bombarded with things to do, things to think about, things to see, you know, all the visual, all of it. So our senses are overstimulated. So that's why one of our other pillars and one of our number one teachers is nature. We are outdoors every single day, regardless of the weather, because it's a huge stress release. Children who, if they're on the autism spectrum, or if they have learning difficulties, or if they don't, it doesn't really matter. Nature brings us back to the essentials. It slows us down. It helps us create another chemistry in the body and in the brain. So it reduces stress, it reduces anxiety. The senses really work together. So when there's a collaboration of all our senses, we naturally create what we call whole brain state. So when that is created, learning happens in such a more harmonious way. And another thing is that the compulsive, you know, some compulsive behaviors that we do notice in conventional settings for some of these children who are on the spectrum, they actually diminish and sometimes completely disappear because of how it feels and what nature provides us.
And you mentioned autism. Roots and Wings does take pupils with special needs to an extent. Is that different from other international schools?
Other international schools do welcome children with special needs, but very often there's a specialist section. So what we do is inclusion, meaning that our children are all together. And the idea here is all our students respect and understand each other. And it's also the attitude of the teachers. We all have challenges, whether it is being on the autism spectrum, it can be anything else. It can be, you know, having trouble focusing when there's a bit more too much noise, or you have a learning preference. And when there is too much visual stimuli, then you have more trouble focusing. So it can be anything. What really is important is the attitude, the overall atmosphere that is created at Roots and Wings, so that everybody is seen for who they are and for their strengths. And we encourage all of those strengths to be seen and appreciated. We really work on awareness of who I am, what makes me feel good, what makes me feel sad, what are my needs. And then when I'm able to respect my needs, then I will begin to imagine that somebody else can have other needs and that those needs are as important as my needs. And how can we coexist together and make it work? We offer preschool, we offer primary, and we are just beginning our secondary. So at the moment, our older students are 13. In September, they will be 14. So it's middle school. We are recognized by the Fédération Wallonie-Bruxelles, which is the French-speaking Ministry of Education. So we have a special status with them. We are seen as a school. They call it établissement scolaire. But because we don't teach in one of the national languages, we fit into the homeschooling category.
So what was the agreement when you opened the school in terms of being allowed to use the property?
We started with the preschool. It's a common project with the toy library in the park. And one of their aims is to actually be able to work with children with special needs as well. So we share our knowledge with them, and then they have a building and we share that space. And then when we started growing 3 years after this preschool was established, obviously we were in the park, and the park welcomed our project. They knew exactly what we were doing. They had seen us in the park for 3 years. So when the primary section opened and they were aware that we needed a building for primary, we had an agreement to rent which is now the primary and middle school building. So for all those years, now it's going to be almost 12 years in February 2022. It will be 12 years that we've been in the park. For almost all that period, it was going very smoothly. But then there was a change in what they call CEA, which is the people who, the committee that actually runs the park. There was a change. And from that moment on, they were saying, okay, you're not social enough. And we said, what do you mean we're not social enough? So that in itself was not clear. And then at some point they said, okay, but, if you want to stay, you have to start really investing a lot in the park. But nothing was said about us leaving. It was just like, if you want to stay, you need to do this. We had no idea what they wanted. So we said, can we meet and can we understand what this is all about? And every time we asked, there was nothing. So we said, okay, we're not just going to leave it unattended. We're going to make a few suggestions of renovating another building in the park and contributing to the maintenance of the park. And we didn't get any feedback until May of last year, right in the midst of the pandemics. They tell us, you have to leave in June. And we said, well,
this June?
Last year.
So they gave you one month notice?
Yeah. Yes, 1 month notice. They said, you have to leave. And we said, that's not possible. You're talking about a school. We can't move a school in 4 weeks. So we actually got a lawyer and we managed to get an extension, which was this year. So in September, we started actively looking everywhere and asking for the mayor for support and just kind of knocking on every single door. We realized we have no options. We have nowhere to go. So we actually turned to them and said, give us the time we need. If you really want to see us go, okay, we understand that, but don't just leave us without anything, because we are providing something very important for the international community. They didn't want to hear anything. So we contacted a few politicians and none of them responded. We contacted Rudy Vervoort, who is president of the Région Bruxelles Capitale. And the reason why we contacted him is that actually Parc Parmentier belongs to the city of Brussels. It's public property. And the people who run the park are renting the park from the city.
From the region.
Sorry, the region.
From the Brussels region.
From the region. I'm sorry. Yes, from the region.
Okay. And it's La Station de Plein Air who's renting it?
Yes.
And they have power to rent it and take it away as they see fit then?
Well, that's the thing. For the past few months, we've actually really been trying to figure out who the contact person is in Région Bruxelles Capitale to find out what are they allowed to do and what are they not allowed to do. Because in the Parc Parmentier, a lot of the activities that are happening, that are taking place, are about children and the welfare of children. That's what the park is about. If you go on their website, they actually do say, you know, children from all walks of life, and we just make sure that their well-being and their emotional and physical and intellectual well-being is taken into account. And what they're doing goes against what they believe in. You just don't do that to a school. You just don't.
So did you have a rental contract with this organization?
We did. For years, it's been functioning, and we never actually changed the kind of agreement we had. You know, maybe it was naive from our part, but we just, every year it was just renewed. So it's a convention. It's kind of like a yearly agreement between the Station Plein Air and Roots and Wings, and they rent us their buildings, and every year it's renewed.
Have you looked for a new location, or have you really been putting your energy and time into trying to save this one?
No, we've been doing both, which has been very, very difficult because it takes a lot of energy. We're ready to focus on one, but, you know, we've also delegated. We've had people helping us look for new premises. But the thing is that, you know, moving a school anywhere is not easy. You're not just moving a private practice. It's a school. In the Parc Parmentier, they have a lot of space. The Station Plein Air was quoted. There was an article that was written in Bruce, and they said that, yes, it's not just because we think they're not social enough. It's just we also need the building. And that's another pretext. They don't need the building. They have plenty of buildings, and we've actually offered to renovate two of them.
Why do they want Roots and Wings to go?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wish I knew. I've been trying to figure it out, but it's still a mystery. It really is a mystery. We've been I've been physically in the park, and, you know, most of my staff, they've been here for a long time, and we get along with all the other associations. You know, there is Timber, they hire adults with learning challenges as well. And so there's Timber, there's the Tor Library, there is Foster Home. They're all, you know, different associations in the park, and some of them are not happy with what's happening either. They've been increasing the rent every year, and we have found out that we pay much more than all the other associations. And the thing is, we are a nonprofit organization. So, okay, we are private because we're not getting any funding from the government, but our sole purpose is to provide education. It's not a business. Roots and Wings is really dedicated to the quality of education we provide. Whatever comes in goes for the salary of the teachers and all the educational material that we require. There is no profit. And, you know, our numbers are published every year like any other association. So they know that as well.
When you look at the fees of Roots and Wings, it's more affordable than other international English language schools.
Yes. Yes, it is.
How many pupils do you have?
At the moment, we have 40 students.
What are their parents doing now? They have to find something for their kids by the 1st of September.
You know, a lot of parents are very supportive, and I am convinced that a solution will come. That's what we're talking about our school and, you know, making sure that the politicians are truly aware of what's happening and asking for their support, because I am convinced there is a solution out there. I told the mayor, you know, even though the park belongs to the region Bruxelles Capitale, it is still in your commune. And half of the children that attend Roots and Wings are citizens of Woulieu-Saint-Pierre. So you have to realize these are your citizens. And we're talking about 9 full-time employment. So I'm just feeling very I'm feeling very disappointed, because at the end of the day, these politicians, you know, their role is to support the citizens when in times of need. And here we are going through a crisis. And he did not respond. We've been reaching out. We've been asking to meet with him. You know, some of the parents have sent letters directly, and the children have written, and he has not acknowledged, not a single letter, nothing.
You mean the mayor of Woulieu-Saint-Pierre? Yeah.
Yeah. And he knows that, you know, they're expected to live in his commune, and it's part of Brussels. You know, this community is part of what makes Brussels so unique and special. From my perspective, it's part of his responsibility to hear out his citizens.
What will you do if you can't work anything out by the 1st of September?
What will I do? I will find a solution. That's what I will pray. Whatever that is. I'm not sure what the solution will look like, but I am certain that we will find a solution.
Some parents of kids who go to Roots and Wings have launched a petition against the eviction. Go to change.org and search for Roots and Wings.